flight logjam eases.
Most European flights could take off today.
Regulators target sodium,
putting legal limits on salt in our food.
A gold mine for thieves. The old office copier.
249,000 copies on it. Social Security numbers, bank records.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Some flights are in the air in Northern Europe, but that volcano in Iceland may not cooperate with long-term hopes and plans to keep the airspace open. Let's get the latest live to London, CBS's Vicky Barker.
As many as 60% of European flights could take off today, but several carriers are holding back. Glasgow Airport's Donald Marson.
A lot of airlines today just cancelling services, waiting for that longer window of opportunity so they can get passengers and crew into the right place at the right time.
London airports remain closed. CBS's Celia Hatton is at Heathrow.
I can see our airport officials and transit authority officials and just a sprinkling of passengers who are just looking incredibly depressed.
Frankfurt sitting on a mountain of undelivered cargo.
We are heavily affected and we have a huge backlog.
And though some of the stranded will fly today, most will not.
The earliest flight we can get is next Monday, we're told, because of the backlog.
We've adopted the keep calm and carry on motto.
Insurance. We're not covered, as simple as that.
And more engine-blocking ash is on its way. Steve?
On the CBS Health Watch, 2.5 years after hearings on salt, the Food and Drug Administration is said to be close to imposing new limits on the amount of salt in the food we buy. CBS's Jim Taylor joins us. Jim, what's in store?
The FDA wants to impose actual legal limits on the amount of salt allowed in our food products. Salt Institute hates the idea.
FDA has adopted the side of junk science.
Dick Hanneman, president emeritus of the Salt Advocacy Group. The FDA says the American diet is heaped in the stuff, though, leading to a population with high blood pressure and increased heart disease. Government plans to gradually reduce salt in our diet over a period of 10 years. Steve?
From the sound of things, the school lunch lady is the target of a new military battle plan. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
In 1945, the military helped push Congress to start the school lunch program because too many young people were undernourished and they worried about having enough fit soldiers. Now, says retired General Nathan Seip, the problem is kids are eating too much.
It's the empty calories that folks are consuming in the way of, the sodas, the junk food, the fast food.
His group, called Mission Readiness, says almost a third of those rejected for military service are turned away because they're obese and is lobbying for school nutrition programs to make young Americans more fit for the military and everything else. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
I'm sorry, do you want to come up here?
They were shouting about the Pentagon's don't ask, don't tell policy. Hecklers at one of President Obama's California fundraising speeches. The president said he agreed the policy should be repealed and the protesters should shout at supporters of it. CBS's Steve Futterman says Mr. Obama used the events to make the case for the new issue dominating Washington.
He came to California to raise money for the fall election, but financial regulation overhaul was also on the president's mind.
One of the main reasons our economy faltered was because some on Wall Street made irresponsible bets with no accountability.
Mr. Obama said he believes in the free market, but he said
a free market doesn't mean you should be free to do whatever you want, however you can get it.
The president said the current system has not worked. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In its fight against government fraud charges, Goldman Sachs is enlisting a key political insider. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer.
Steve, the financial giant has hired former Obama and Clinton White House counsel Gregory Craig. The Wall Street crackdown, though, likely won't end with Goldman Sachs. Jacob Frankel is a former federal securities enforcement officer.
I absolutely expect that the SEC will bring more cases against other financial institutions. We just don't know which ones and for what.
Democrats say the case proves the need for financial regulatory reform. Some critics, though, question the timing of the SEC action. The White House says the independent agency acts on its own, Steve.
And Goldman just reported its first quarter earnings doubled to $3.3 billion. A week after a Consumer Reports don't buy warning, Toyota says it will recall the 2010 Lexus GX 460 SUV. Toyota's Brian Lyon says new software to update the stability control system on the vehicles should be at dealers by the end of the month.
This newly designed software will activate the vehicle's stability control stronger than the originally equipped software when a slide or skid is detected.
Moments ago, astronauts on Shuttle Discovery began their deorbit burn for the return home, heading for a landing in Florida about an hour from now. Most of us use the office copier without even thinking. CBS's Armin Katayan says we should be thinking, what happens to all that stored information when the copier is replaced?
A warehouse in New Jersey filled with 6,000 used copy machines, ready to be sold. And almost every one of them
holds a secret.
That's it?
That's the hard drive.
Like the one on your personal computer, it stores an image of every document scanned, copied, or emailed.
Social Security numbers, birth certificates, bank records, income tax forms.
John Johnson and Sacramento-based company Digital Copier Security develops software that can scrub all the data on hard drives.
Nobody wants to step up and say, we see the problem.
Johnson and picked four machines based on price and the number of pages printed.
This machine came from the city of Buffalo, New York, police,
sex crimes
division.
The results were stunning. Detailed domestic violence complaints and a list of wanted sex offenders. On a second machine from the Buffalo PD narcotics unit, we found a list of targets in a major drug raid. The third machine from a New York construction company spit out design plans for a building near Ground Zero in Manhattan. But it wasn't until we hit print on the fourth machine from a New York insurance company that we obtained the most disturbing documents. 300 pages of individual medical records.
You're talking about potentially ruining somebody's life.
Ira Winkler is a former analyst for the National Security Agency.
You have to take some basic responsibility and know that these copiers are actually computers that need to be cleaned up.
Armin Katayan, CBS News, New York.
The government's now going to require schools and colleges to provide stronger proof that they offer equal athletic opportunities for girls and young women. New moves toughen policies that were eased during the Bush years. One of the key women of the civil rights movement is gone. Dorothy Height, a tireless demonstrator and organizer, has died. She was 98 years old. It began with an instant message sent to a Google employee in China, and a click on a link, according to the New York Times, led hackers to breach Google's password system.
This is actually more alarming than the original reports, because if hackers got access to the software code on Google servers, it really means that they can do a lot more than simply peer into customers' Gmail. They could actually plant backdoors and traps and software that could do some further damage down the road.
CBS News and CNET tech analyst Larry Magid. Google says it doesn't believe the passwords of Gmail users were compromised. In Tennessee, a former college student charged with hacking Sarah Palin's email account is worried. David Kernel thinks jurors could be dazzled by her star power when she testifies today. The judge denied a move to ask jurors if they had strong political feelings about Palin. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. British airspace is reopening. Willie Walsh at British Airways.
We're now at British Airways going to start the difficult task, and it will be a difficult task, of getting our stranded customers back home.
Planes need to be moved around so they can get to the people who need to get on them. CBS's Pete Gow is at Heathrow, and this just a few minutes ago.
Plane carrying passengers has just landed at airport. This is the first plane to arrive here since European airspace was closed off 5 days ago because of a cloud of volcanic ash that prevented all movement in the air over and around UK and most of Europe.
It's estimated 60% of flights in and out of Europe did fly today. Ironically, Iceland Air kept flying through the whole thing. Air over Reykjavik Airport was clear enough for about half the planes to take off, scoot around and above the cloud before going on to several of its destinations. Yahoo's first quarter earnings nearly tripled, the numbers just coming in, and Apple's net income was up 90% due to the iPhone and the latest Macs. The financial meltdown hearing on Capitol Hill today. The Lehman Brothers books on the hot seat. The allegation that the company hid the truth about how much trouble it was in. Former CEO Richard Fuld.
I have absolutely no recollection whatsoever of hearing anything about or seeing documents related to Repo 105 transactions while I was the CEO of Lehman.
The SEC now says it is looking into 19 of the largest banks to see if they did the same thing. Wall Street, the Dow gained 25 points today. The Nasdaq was up 20. Oil prices nearly $84 a barrel. No more gender gap in education. The Census Bureau says women have caught up with men when it comes to higher education. 30% of men have college degrees, 29% of women. In raw numbers, there are 1.2 million more women with degrees because there are so many more women than there are men. If Congress wants to outlaw videos showing animal cruelty, it's going to have to use a sharper pen next time.
The court says a law aimed at banning animal cruelty videos violates the Constitution because it sweeps up other depictions protected by the First Amendment. Patricia Millett represents the challenger in this case, a man who claims he sold pit bull fight videos to educate people.
We can all actually look at this as strengthening the ability of people to be educated and learn about animal cruelty.
The lone dissenter, Justice Samuel Alito, argues the law was a proper way to prevent, quote, depraved entertainment that has no social value. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Actor Michael Douglas' son, Cameron, is going to prison. The 31-year-old apologized to his father in court, admitting he squandered opportunities to turn his life around. Drugs, meth, and coke are the problem. The judge gave him 5 years in prison. This is CBS News.